Welcome to Cafe After Hours. We are your hosts, Michelle and Fanny, just two 20-somethings trying to figure out adulthood. So grab your cafecito and join the conversation.
And remember to hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast app and follow us on Instagram at Cafe After Hours Podcast. We are back.
Yes, we are.
This is our official first episode of season two. Ooh. And so excited.
Yes. You know, it's been a minute. You know, some challenges on our end, but that's not new.
No. We definitely took this time to reset and just figure out what we were doing and
reset, reevaluate, reflect, all the re's.
But we came back. I mean, at the end of season one, we made it clear that we were going to take a break, and that was the best choice. We weren't going to force something and make it half-ass. So we took this time to handle other things that needed to be handled, and we just want to give you guys a quick update of the past few months of where we've been before we really dive in into these deeper episodes and topics that we have going on. We already started recording other content, so for future episodes, which we are very excited about. But I think a little debriefing would be good. A little update.
Yeah, a little update, a little, you know, providing context for what is to come. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So last we recorded, that was but like April, May. So it's been a while. We are currently recording in August, so that's a couple of months. And a lot has happened.
Yes, definitely. It's been big changes, not necessarily bad changes, but big changes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, let's just get into it then.
How about you go first?
Fantastic. Well, in these past couple of months, I'm actually going to go back to the beginning of May, because we recorded, I want to say sometime at the end of April. I can't remember exactly when, but I'm going to start in May, because that's when really things kind of changed for me. Well, not changed, but updates happened. So in May, we celebrated our son's first birthday, and of course we went all out. Yes, it was COVID friendly. We were outdoors.
Yeah, it was open fun. Air.
I'm glad to hear that. We were in the park, and we had picnic blankets for everyone. Like, it was really like, we just wanted people to come out and enjoy the afternoon with us, and we made it as, I don't know, I don't want to say casual, but I don't know if casual is the right word that I'm looking for, but I really just wanted to make it like a celebration for not only his first birthday, but I mean, we hadn't seen anybody in so long, and some people were meeting him for the first time. So
really, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Not my family, like my cousins had met him maybe once before, so I mean, it wasn't really like big. Yeah. Some of our friends had not met him. Definitely like Kelvin's coworker and his family had not met him. Yeah, I mean, no one really had seen him. I mean, we were not going anywhere, you know, so that was mm-hmm. different. So we really just wanted like a day, an afternoon where, I don't know, we could just get an update on everyone else. You know, it had been such a hard year and so many things had happened that it was just a time of joy. So that was that. And shortly after his birthday, I went back into training for work, the second part of training, and I knew that I wasn't going to be able to record. I knew that the podcast had to be on hold because I wasn't going to be in the right headspace for it. So that's why when we were making the decision, I was like, I can't commit to it, you know? It was stressful. It was a lot of work. Tears were shed. You know, it was just hard.
Yeah.
Just because the training, your job literally depends on it. If you don't pass training, you no longer have a job. And I know, like, it is what it is. Like, some people take that more serious than others. And for me, it was just very important to really make an effort and focus. So that was a big reason why. And then obviously you will explain your reasons why. And so during that time of, you know, getting to see family again, seeing friends for the first time in like a year, you know, in obviously working or training and stuff, I had to make another big decision on something that I haven't really discussed with a lot of people. And I mentioned this to you actually recently, which was stepping back from social media. And not only did the podcast page go on hold, but so did the page that I used kind of like as a blog page sort of. And I just really took this time, like Fanny said, you know, all the R's to reflect, review, and revisit everything. And I still have not deleted that page, but I did deactivate it. So anyone that did follow me at Cafe with Michelle, that page is just hiding in the background. just because I'm not sure exactly what I want to do with it yet. But I did go ahead and start working more on my private, well, was private, but my personal page that I've had, you know, since I started Instagram, you know, like freshly out of high school or whatever. But yeah, I'm ready for the new exciting things that we're working on and seeing where the podcast takes us and getting these conversations going and hopefully reaching more of an audience, or the audience that we do have, hopefully they can come back and, you know, join the conversation with us. You know, we want more communication. We want these topics to not just sit by. So I know I had to make the decision on like where my focus was going to be, and my, you know, for my passion has always been to, you know, whatever I do, at least to help one person. And that's always been something that I don't want to say I live by, but I've always felt that whatever I do, like, if it can impact some one person positively, then cool, you know? So I felt like the blogger stuff was like a good foundation to learning and navigating through social media and understanding some of that. And now I want to really focus on the podcast and, you know, when I want to share pictures or content, you know, at least I have my personal page. And I started following some of my quote unquote Instagram friends on there. You know, and to some of them, I actually did reach out to them and I told them, hey, like, I for personal reasons, I deactivated the other account and I'm focusing on this one. And, you know, they were all really sweet about it and they followed back and stuff. So it's nice to see all their content again, but I definitely feel like that Instagrammer type page is not for me. And it just took me a while to figure that out, but you know, it is what it is. And other than that, I'm happy to say that I'm back to a part-time schedule. I do like it. It has its perks. This week, I'm actually going to be off for like a bunch of days consecutively, which is pretty cool. I'm literally off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And obviously we don't work Sunday. So then Sunday I'm off and I don't go back till next Monday, which is pretty cool. So I was like, I'll take it. I'm getting used to working the Saturdays again. I work every other Saturday, so that's fun. But I don't know. I like my days off during the week. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's something about like having days off during the week. Just because like mostly everyone is at work. So like if you have things to do, like you could do them during the week and, you know, it doesn't feel, I don't know, too pressured, or like if you're out and about, it's just like it feels nicer. I don't know. There's just something about it.
I know. I just saw a video on TikTok. I don't know, I think it was yesterday or something, that kids are going back to school and it's like, oh, what will I be doing? And she's like a mom and she's like dropping off her kids and then she goes to Disneyland because the wait time is like super low. Like, I'm not quite ready for that, but
and that's the energy.
Yeah, I was like, I agree, you should definitely do that. I vote yes. But yeah, that's kind of where I've been. Nothing too crazy. That's kind of what's been going on for me behind the scenes. And right now, just trying to get the social media content ready for, you know, this season, and trying to navigate that and figure that out, because now planning content is going to be a little different because of Fanny's update. So Fanny, why can't we plan content together?
Great questions. I mean, everyone knows, well, if you've been listening and you've been listening closely, you know, I finished up my first year as a doctoral student at the University of Washington in Seattle. Because of COVID, I hadn't moved during my first year. But now, things are slowly opening up, and I was told, you know, before I finished up my first year that most likely the fall was going to be in person. So I started my plans to make the move. And I'm now currently living in Seattle. That I think like that's the biggest thing for me in changes. Yeah, like it's, I think like that's like the umbrella of the changes.
A lot came with it.
Yeah, a lot came with it. Like little things like, you know, having to look for an apartment for yourself in another state, signing a lease by yourself in another state. And it's like, and along with that, you know, I signed a lease to an apartment I never once saw. So what I mean by that is, obviously I saw it online, I asked questions. I looked at the pictures. And I was like, you know what? Let's apply. And I signed the lease without ever seeing, actually touring, actually seeing the complex or the apartment unit that I was applying for. So the first time I actually saw this place, the first time I've been to Seattle, was getting off the plane, moving to Seattle by myself. That was great. And when I tell people that, like I met with my advisory group that's part of the master's and doctoral programs, they you have advisory. I think some undergrad programs also do that too. But we met at this one of my, I guess I don't know what to call her. I guess she's my friend, acquaintance. that her? We went to her house. We were all talking. And I tell this story, and they all get this perception that, wow, like you're so spontaneous and adventurous. No, podcast land, I am not. I am just really lazy. And it got to the point where it was too late to book a flight to explore, at least set foot in the state that I was going to live in. I also was one of those things where it's like, you know what, it is what it is. I need to find a place to live, and you know, whatever
Well,
happens.
and I mean, given the times we're living in, given the situation, was it the best idea to just, hop on a plane every couple of weeks just to go tour? Maybe not, like, let them think you're spontaneous.
But I'm not. I definitely am not. But they have this perception of me now, which is great. But yeah, I'm living in Seattle. You know, it's the first time actually living alone, which is an interesting experience where it's like I go well, do I actually go full days without talking? That's
What?
I think
Don't you
there's
have
some
like meetings and stuff? Oh, but you don't necessarily
I we
talk
don't
in
meet
them.
every day. We don't meet every day. But I think there are days where I don't. No, that's not true. I yell at the characters in my shows, at the dumb things happening. That's when I
Communication
speak.
starts.
Yes.
Which sidebar, we will have a whole nother episode on fandoms and shows and nonsense. I'm gonna drop that pin there. We'll come back to it later. Don't worry about it.
But yeah, it's interesting living on your own, like by yourself in a new state, in a new city, that you don't really know anybody in. Well, like I do, but they're just kind of like, oh, I know them because I worked with them virtually. That's not the same as, oh, I know them, I've seen them, we've interacted in similar spaces.
Well, I'm sure that feeling's going to change once actual in-person classes resume. It's going to be a whole nother situation.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so.
Wish you the best.
I mean, I would hope. I think it'll probably happen more organically because, you know, going through a a doctoral program, you get closer to those around you because it's like everyone's also going through similar crap and you're all just like we're suffering together.
What is that called? I literally just heard it on a show that we're watching where it's like because you've all experienced something similar, there's like a term for it. Like, you know, when your coworkers and whatever, I'll have to search up the phenomena, but there's like a phrase for that.
Yeah, what else? I've done a lot more reflecting on myself in these moments of being, you know, when you're on your own, in your own space, you have more time and like, I guess like less noise to, you know, and you're able to reflect more, you're able to think more inwardly, which I don't have a problem with. Some people don't like the silence and being alone in space for long periods of time. In case y'all didn't know, I'm an introvert. I don't mind it. I can live in my head. And there are moments, like today, I was making dinner. And then all of a sudden, like, I stop and I realize, like, oh, there's, like, no sound, like, there's, like, no music playing, there's no show in the background, it's just me. In my head, I was like, oh, I thought there was something playing. It's, like, loud in my head. I'm having a conversation, and then I'm bouncing to, like, singing lyrics to a song in my head. I thought there was, like, in my head, there's sound, like.
That is, we're definitely going to have to discuss that further, but yes, is there people that just don't hear themselves speaking? I don't want to say they hear voices, like, we're not
this is
psychotic.
It's, like, it's not, like, trust me, like, my DSM is right there. Mm-hmm. It's not a disorder, personality, like, no, it's it just,
you're not going insane. It's just, do you narrate your day? Which I know it sounds so weird, but like, I had this conversation with Kelvin, but like, do you narrate?
Yeah, I narrate some things. I'm like, in my head, I'm just like, oh, what am I gonna have for breakfast? Oh, do I want like regular coffee or do I want iced coffee today? And like, I kind of like map out in my head narrating things. Like, I don't just blankly go about my day. Like, yeah, even when I'm like doing something, like even if I'm not narrating the thing that I'm doing, there's still something happening. Mm-hmm. In my head. Yeah, I don't know what would that be like. I would imagine these are the people that don't like the silence, who, you know, need outside, like exterior, kind of, I don't know, some sort of stimulation of, you know, sounds, music, something, somebody.
Don't get me wrong, I'm sure you wouldn't mind having somebody with you there. It's not that you don't want to have a conversation with a person. It's just, given the circumstances right now, you're living alone. And yes, you have these conversations with yourself, I guess. Not really. It's just more of like,
it's just internal monologue.
And you're comfortable with yourself. I feel like that also is interesting to me, because I feel like people who are not, well, this is my perspective, people who can't be in silence or can't be alone, it's because they have so much going on that they don't want to handle it, or they don't want to really see the big picture.
That's interesting. Because I feel like I do not. I don't.
Like, for example, the people that, I don't know, like, they always have to be hanging out with other people, or they always have to be, like, going out and stuff. It's like, to me, it's always like, okay, well, why can't you just sit for 2 seconds? Or, like, people who are constantly having to do things, like, whether it's cleaning or, like, whatever the it thing is, you know? Like, why can't you just chill for a moment, you know?
Like, being, like, with yourself.
Like, I know this is going to be, like, super fucking cheesy, and you're going to be like, oh, my God, you know? But, like, because my mom, her sister who passed, they would always make fun of my mom. Like, okay, she's just, like, a busybody. And she would tell her, like, a story from the Bible where it was, like, there was 2 sisters, and one of them was always, like, fidgeting and cleaning and cooking and doing something because she couldn't just be still. And she would always tell my mom, like, don't be like so-and-so, you know, like, just be still. And some people just don't know how to just chill. Like, they can't. Which maybe some people think, like, I'm lazy, that I can watch 10 fucking episodes consecutively. But there's people that can't just sit down and do nothing for an hour. Like, sign me up.
And I think it's interesting because it's like we've done that. We have just sat there, like, we would watch after work. We got through an entire season of seasons of shows, and us just sitting there in silence, maybe commentary every now and then, but in silence, just doing nothing. Like that, like, not needing to fill every minute with something, like substance.
Yes, and I find that interesting. I mean, I totally remember doing that. We used to watch Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
But partners do that too, where it's like you can talk to your significant other for hours. Like, why? I mean, like, don't get me wrong, I love Kelvin, I love him to death, but it's like, there doesn't always have to be a conversation. Like, sometimes, well, no, not sometimes, for the most part, I mean, we don't drive alone anymore, it's very rare, but our routine was, we would be going somewhere, and on the way there, we would listen to a podcast. And it, I mean, it was usually like a true crime podcast, but we would listen to a podcast there, and we wouldn't be like, we're listening. You can't talk and listen, you know? Mm-hmm. And then on the way home, that's when we would listen to music. But we're like, okay, sitting in the car and not having a conversation.
Yeah. Personally, I hope, that's my hope for my future partner. Can you imagine, like, if I'm dating, like, what if he's like a chatty Cathy and I'm just like, bro, I just want to sit in silence, like, doodling and just in my own head right now. Like, I swear I'm not angry. I swear I'm fine. I just, like, I don't need you to interact with me. Your presence here is great.
Yes.
I just don't need it be engagement. Like, we don't need to be constantly, like, so going at it.
One thing that it's coming up, which I always talk about, but football season, obviously now it's obviously different because of Luca, but before, like, we would be in the same room. Like, we'll both be in the living room, Kelvin would be watching football, and I would literally be sitting there with my headphones, listening to like instrumental music and reading a book or watching something on my phone or the iPad or something. But there had to, like, okay, we're here. Like, that's it. Like, that's all I need. I don't need you to, like, like, we're in the same space.
Yeah.
That's enough for me.
Yeah. Like, I would get so upset if, like, I'm in the middle of, you know, enjoying a nice cup of coffee and reading my comics or whatever book, and somebody just, like, God, like, trying to keep talking and talking, and it's like,
what are you reading? What is it about?
Like, if you're that interested, you can read it after me and we can have a conversation then. You know. And that reminds me of, you know, those dumb BuzzFeed quizzes where it's always like, oh, who's your perfect boyfriend?
Oh, uh-huh.
And it's like something like your perfect, I don't know, perfect weekend or perfect date or whatever. And I would always, and there'd be choices like, oh, a fancy dinner and or out dancing or a hike or whatever. I would always choose the one that's like stay in reading together.
See, like, I don't think any of those quizzes are like I don't feel like they're fair, because like, why wouldn't I want a fancy dinner? Like, hello, yes, sign me up for a fancy dinner, but like, me and Kelvin have done it all the time. Like, we go to a fancy dinner and then we go home. That's it. Like, no, like, I don't need a whole outing for the fancy dinner. It's like,
I'd be tired.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just outings are like.
Like, I have a, like, I have a social, like, timer. Like, once the timer is up, like, I'm over it. Like, there are moments when I'm like out and about, and I remember, like, this was when I was younger too, like, I'd be in a space with friends, or, you know, we're out hanging out and it's a great time, people are laughing, and all of a sudden I notice that I become very quiet and I'm just there, and I start spiraling, like, am I enjoying this? Was I enjoying this? Was this fun? Is this fun? I'm not participating anymore. Are they noticing that I'm not participating anymore? Do they think I don't like to be here? Oh my gosh, now they think I'm boring. Oh, but I don't know what to do. I thought I was having fun. Maybe it's time for me to leave, but I also don't want to be that person. They're going to think I'm boring. I'm going to leave early. That's messed up. And then what if they keep hanging out, and then in the future they never invite me anymore because I end up leaving or end up looking like I'm not having a good time? Like, all of these thoughts happen in like seconds, and all of that while I'm just like sitting there, like, very calmly realizing to myself, just realizing, oh, maybe I'm tired. Maybe I'm over. Like, I should maybe like step away. And yeah, like, I have that. Like, if you ever see me out and about and all of a sudden it's like a switch and I'm just like sitting there.
I wonder if it's normal for most people. It's just everyone reacts differently to it. Or maybe they're, I don't know. It's just, you're really that excited to be there this whole, like, 12 hours? Like, geez. Like, it's so draining.
People are. Like, some people are true, like, extroverts to the max. And they just keep going and going. And as an introvert, right? Like you can be excited, but like your energy like gets depleted and you need time to re-energize. And usually that time is alone time or quiet time where there's not so much so much stimulation, like sounds, people, smells, like it just a lot of those, I don't know. Granted, I don't interact with very many extroverts, like
I feel like I do. Which I know we've discussed this before. I don't feel like I fit in either here or there, because at heart I'm an introvert and I'd rather just stay home, but I can do the extrovert. Like I can be that person, you know. Which the other day I saw a post and it was like signs, which I think I mentioned to you recently, signs of like ADHD or something. And it's like that, like you come off as like a fun, bubbly, outgoing person. And I feel like that's always the description that I get from people, like, oh, you're so bubbly, you're so outgoing. And I'm like, that is not me at all. But it's like, because I can do the part, but then it sucks. Like, because there's like highs and lows where like I can be outgoing and bubbly, but then it's like the lows are just low, you know?
Yeah, I've seen you be bubbly. extrovert like character, like it's not a character, just that part of you too. I've seen that, and when I see it I'm like, are we sure? Like,
hello, are you there?
Right, you take it away, I'll be behind the scenes. Like
I think I've always just, I don't know, I feel like I've always been like that. I don't know, I guess, look, I was gonna say, oh, because Kelvin's not like that, but I feel like I've been like that even before Kelvin. I don't know if it's because, wow, it's like I'm like reevaluating my whole life. I don't know if it's because like it's just me, like I don't have siblings to balance it out, so it's like I have to be all of them, all of those personalities.
No, I think we kind of all have like a switch when to turn certain personas on. I know that's definitely true for me, because not to say I've never been like that, a little more outspoken, more, I guess, fun, if for lack of a better word. But it just depends on the situation. And it's like, you know, you just know, you get a reading of like who you're with. And so you're just kind of like, okay, like have to adjust what I bring according to the energy I'm reading off of these people or this event or this space. Yeah. And that's something I read in a book about introverts. It's called Quiet by Susan Collins, I believe. And essentially in it, there's a part where she describes how the introvert, there's an observant type of introvert as well, where it's like, you can't tell if they're an introvert or not, but because they're an introvert, they're good at observing their surroundings. So they learn what, you know, what, how they should act. So how to behave in certain situations, what to say, what kind of energy levels are appropriate for certain spaces, because that's how you learn to get through those moments as an introvert, because you know what's expected of you, but you need that time like to be in solitude, like, okay, now we need to re-energize ourselves by doing what we need alone time.
I just, from that whole explanation, I was like, wow, like, am I crazy? Am I, like, it's just,
no,
I just feel like that was very, like, Ted Bundy-ish, you know, description.
Oh, no.
Just concerned me a little.
No, I don't think, no, because I'm the same way. I observe. That's why, like, when I go to places, like,
people wonder.
Yeah. Like, I try to understand, like, what, you know, what's expected of me. How am I supposed to behave right now? What, and I think, like, that's natural for people. It's just for me, I have a lot of anxiety over going into new spaces. And I think it comes from that too, of because like, I don't know what's expected of me. I don't know how I should be acting. I don't know what's okay, what's not okay. And I think like that's, you know, it's, I think it's normal. And I think everyone does it to a certain degree. It's just how you navigate and how it helps you to navigate also like your energy levels and what you choose to bring.
So I'm gonna read the situation right now and just definitely let you know that we have gone off the beaten path and we should probably
bring it back, redirect it back. That's actually something that we have in our meetings. Sorry, just one last thing. So In our research meetings, if it's 2 hours, we always assign roles. There's note taker, timekeeper, equity keeper, and redirector. So note keeper, obviously the scribe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And timekeeper, you tell like, oh, we have 5 minutes left for this section so that we can keep going mm-hmm. through the agenda. Mm-hmm. The equity keeper is the person who notices like who is
speaking more.
Yeah, and kind of brings in the voices that haven't been speaking much to get their insight, right? Creating equity in the space. The last one is the redirector, where it's like, you know, been going on and on, going into other things, and you have to be the person to go on, unmute yourself and be like, this is not part of what we discussed on the agenda. Just want to redirect us and refocus our, you know, our path here. Maybe we can table this conversation for later or in our to next to-dos, or if we would like to amend the agenda right now, we can do that. I've never been that person. Because I don't want to tell a professor, hey, doctor, whatever your face, we're off topic.
Yeah. I feel like you have to have like a firm voice for that. Like, because mm-hmm. You don't want to be rude. You're just saying, hey, if you want to continue this, additional work has to be done. If you choose mm-hmm. not to do that additional work, you need to shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or be like, we can add more time to this section, but another section is going to be losing time. Things like that, because they want to be respectful and mindful of time. But yeah, that's just what it made me think of. Anyways, so I moved to Seattle.
Good luck editing that.
Oh man, I'm already thinking, oh, that's gonna suck. Okay.
Well, I mean,
I'm living alone in Seattle.
I guess we'll see, like, if it's too much time, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
They already know. We don't.
This isn't a polished podcast, people. Like, this is like a, hey, like, we're, let's see if we could do this. And hey, we did it for one season. Let's see if we could do it for another.
We're improving one thing at a time. You know, like we have definitely updated our intro, our colors and our logo, our
Yeah.
social media content. I feel like we're in the right path. It's slow and steady growth.
Yes. And that is good because that's more effective long term, according to stats and research, like education.
Feel like we need to just like have a segment of like, okay, we discussed an episode, whatever the topic is, and then it's like Fanny's research corner, you know? Then you bring in like,
My latest
yeah, like
thing that I've read. Well, that could be that might make me, well, that might hold me accountable to actually doing the readings, not just saving them in my Zotero account, but actually reading them and annotating them.
could be important.
Yeah.
But you moved.
I moved to Seattle. I am officially a second year doctoral student. Still in the middle of processing, like letting it settle, like in my head, like you're in another state, you're in another city. It took a lot of, what is that? The blood, sweat, and tears. There was no bloodshed. Like, this is academic work. It's not, we're not doing anything strenuous physically. definitely many tears. First year, thinking about like, oh, the second year, it's usually where things get even more intense. And I'm like, oh, the first year wasn't intense. Oh, okay. yeah. So, sure to keep the rest of Podcast Land updated on new things that I learned along the way, this PhD journey that I wish someone would have told me. But yeah, that's where I've been the past few months.
But now we're back and excited to share more and open up those conversations that we are so eager to share with everybody else, you know? Like we discussed at the end of season one, I think you would agree with me, Fanny. Season one was like a, can we do this? And
Yeah.
now that we know we can do it and we're ready to discuss more, give more, expand on more, you and I have different views on a lot of things. And I think just having a conversation, a discussion about certain topics would really bring two completely different perspectives on a lot of things, you know. We've experienced life very differently and not in a bad way, like not that we've had traumatic life experiences or anything, but we have had different, I mean, I don't really know how to explain it. We just had different paths, and for this season we really want to dig in and like explore more on like our views on a lot of things, like our views on family, on children, on, you know, anxieties and stressors and, you know, just so many things that come up and that are normal in life, you know. So we're excited to bring that content to you guys, and you know, we want you guys want to hear your input and you know, your guys' thoughts. You know, we want you guys to join the conversation and let us know on Instagram or in the comments or anything, you know, just what are your thoughts? You know, we don't all have to agree. I think that's the beauty of it, you know? That's, Kelvin laughs at me because I go on TikTok to read comments because they make my day. Because I'm always so shocked. Like someone who disagrees with what's being said in the video, how it's like their life's mission to like convert that person. And it's like, why do you care so much? Like, if you strongly believe in it, then you believe in it. That's it. Like, you're not, I don't know, but it makes my day.
Yeah. Thanks for choosing to come back. And if this is, you know, you decide, nah, never mind. You made it this far. Thanks anyways.
We appreciate it.
We do. We will be having more content, more, like you mentioned, you know, taking on more topics that, you know, we can provide different perspectives and different thoughts on, and who knows, you know, maybe somebody in the comments might provide another, you know, perspective that we didn't even think of. So that's why we ask, you know, come and join the conversation. I'm genuinely curious as well, so.
There's always a seat at the table, so you can definitely come along and tell us your thoughts. We don't have to agree with them, but we're not going to be rude. Well, I guess until next time, and stick around if you can and if you want to, and follow us on Instagram for, you know, more content and more updates, and we will be back soon.
Yes, until next time.
Bye.